This is Vatican News.
The Instrumentum Laboris, or working document of the upcoming Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the Pan-Amazonian region, was released in the Vatican today. The Synod takes place from the 6th to the 27th of October 2009 on the theme Amazonia, New Paths for the Church and for an Integral Ecology. Briefing the press in the Vatican Press Office for the publication of the Synod's Instrumentum Laboris was Cardinal Lorenzo Baldisseri, Secretary General of the Synod of Bishops. He said at the heart of the document is the cry of the Amazon that asks the Church to be its ally in reaching out to everyone, especially the poor, as they seek true fulfilment and human dignity in their lives. Linda Bordoni has more.
Cardinal Baldisseri explained that the working document is a result of a listening process that began with Pope Francis's visit to Puerto Maldonado in Peru in January 2018 and continued with consultations throughout the Amazon region and a second meeting of the pre-synodal council. A brief documentary showed images of the Amazon, which encompasses a region of 7.8 million square kilometres, and that includes territory that belongs to nine different nations. Its 5.3 million square kilometre rainforest is the largest in the world and is an irreplaceable source of fresh water, oxygen and biodiversity for the planet. The document itself is divided into themes and issues. Its introduction speaks of the relationship between life and water, highlighting how the great rivers flowing through the region are crucial, not only for the flora and the fauna of the territory and of the earth, but for the livelihood, culture and spirituality of thousands of indigenous communities, other minorities and farmers who live in the region. A region where life is threatened by environmental destruction and exploitation, threatened by the economic and political interests of the dominant sectors of today's society, in particular of the mining companies. In the second part of the document that describes Amazonia today as a wounded and deformed beauty, a place of pain and violence, the document offers suggestions relating to integral ecology. It speaks of the need for the Church to accompany, promote and defend the inhabitants of the region, many of whom are forced to leave their land and often fall into criminal networks, drug trafficking and trafficking in human beings. It has sections dedicated to the value of popular piety, to new ministries, to the role of women, to consecrated life, to ecumenism, and to the possibility of allowing priests to marry in certain circumstances in order to ensure the sacraments, there where lack of vocations and great distances deprive communities from being able to celebrate the Eucharist. Finally, the document urges the Church in Amazonia to prophetically put power into question, noting that over 1,100 indigenous people were killed in Brazil alone in just 14 years as they attempted to defend their land. The document states the Church cannot remain indifferent to this. It must continue to listen to and to respond to the cry of the people, and it calls upon the Synod of Bishops to seek new paths that make a kairos possible for the Church and for the world. I'm Linda Bordoni.